because you can handle the truth.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Monday, 6th day of May, 2019. And coming directly from God's waiting room, down in Florida, I commonly refer to it as the biggest sandbar that we have here in America. Mm-hmm. Steve Elkins. Hello, Steve.
Hello there, Mr. Stadmiller.
How are you, Mr. Elkins?
Well, right now I'm cool. I'm kind of level-headed right now, and I'm ready to go. So we'll see where we go with it. It's been an interesting week, the whole entire week. The weekend, I had a major blowout. You said this was going to happen. I didn't know it was going to happen this often, but
well, this is what happens when you delve into the truth. You find out what's really going on, but you know, it's the psychological stages you go through. Yep. Okay, you're first. Well, I can't say it was disbelief, but the generally dumb public out there, once they start getting wind of stuff, and it hits the psychological and mental triggers and blocks that, oh, it's the conspiracy wing, it's the deplorables, it's the tinfoil hat wearing people, and you know, then they look a little bit more, and then they start to discover that this stuff is real, what these guys are talking about is real, and then they start to get angry. And then we go from anger to depression, and then we go right back into the anger stage. So all the folks out there, if you're new listeners, just be prepared. You're going to be steaming mad. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to be angry. And then you're going to take a look at the board and you're going to go, oh, well, this is hopeless. And it'll come back around again. You'll get angry. But trust me, anger is better than depression. Take it from the man that knows.
Kind of like a stages of grieving here. I was just hot. I was just angry. And you get this way, John. You get this way. There's an irritability, frustration factor. I just have a new little thing there. And you get this way when there's helplessness on the part of when you're trying to do well, you're trying to do good, and you're fighting the evil, and the evil seems to be winning. You get so angry. You want to punch things. You want to get angry. I tell you, yesterday I watched my tongue. But if you were in my house, John, yesterday, and we weren't on air, I guarantee you I would have said things. I would have had your hair standing up, hair you have left. Your hair would have been standing up.
No, I would have been sitting there on your couch laughing because I know what it's like to be angry. I mean, really angry and frustrated. And to see, you know, there's many people in this country that could, you know, delve into the rabbit hole here a little bit, find out what's really going on. Everybody's got a clue now. Something is really wrong with America. But here's the thing, and this is what I've discovered after 27 years of doing this. There are those that want to know, there are those that don't want to know, and there are those that don't know nothing, and that's the way they like it. You see, if you don't pay attention and you don't know, well, then there's no reason to get angry and then depressed and then feel helpless. People just stay in their little comfort zone as if this is, you know, they've got a reserve seat on a Titanic and this damn boat ain't going down on me. Well, guess what? The ship of state is sinking, and whether you like it or not, or whether you want to roll up your sleeves, I've got a clip to play. I think this might help you.
Yes.
And at the end of the message is what people need to do. And Mark Dice has been deplatformed from YouTube, and he's not happy. I guess Donald Trump tweeted out something about Alex Jones and the guy that had enough of Alex Jones and after 19 years and left. He's based over in England. But at any rate, Dice is getting slapped. Now, Dice does, you've seen his stuff, right, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know, I didn't know it was this easy just to put a camera on myself and read stuff off of a prompter and then have some screen wipes up there. If that were the case, I would have been doing this all along, but do you think I'm going to be allowed on YouTube? No, I don't think so. Here's Mark Dice on being deplatformed.
Paul Joseph Watson, Laura Loomer, and Bob Loganopoulos were just unpersoned by Facebook yesterday in the latest purge of prominent conservative voices, and they were labeled dangerous people and then lumped in with Louis Farrakhan, who was also banned. Of course, Facebook did not ban the Smash Racism DC page, the Antifa DC page, which organized that harassment campaign against Tucker Carlson by literally creating an event for it, posting his home address surrounding his home, and then telling him that, quote, he's not safe, and they know where he sleeps.
Hey, policies? We want you to know... We know where you sleep at night.
Mailbox.
We know where you sleep at night.
We know where you sleep at night.
Nope, that didn't violate Facebook's terms of service, but Paul, Laura, and Milo criticizing Islam does. What else is interesting is that the reports were already published and circulating from CNN, of course, and others, saying that they were banned before they were actually banned. It looks like CNN had their article written and ready to publish for the moment the ban took place, and then once they were given the heads up from their Facebook contact, yep, we're going to ban them right now, they published the article, but it took Facebook a few minutes to finally get around to actually deleting the accounts. The Atlantic is reporting that if anybody posts any InfoWars articles or videos on their Facebook page, those posts will be removed and repeat offenders will also be banned. TechCrunch is reporting that Facebook may start engaging in pre-crime detection, like the Tom Cruise movie Minority Report, and it may just start deleting people's pages before they actually violate the policies. In her book, Hate, Why We Should Resist It with Free Speech, Not Censorship, by Nadine Strossman, the former president of the ACLU, she quotes George Washington University professor Jeffrey Rosen, who says that social media platforms, although not formally bound by the First Amendment, since they are technically private corporations, right, they have a democratic obligation to embrace something close to the constitutional standard. Like universities and media outlets, online speech platforms should not be safe spaces. They should be democratic spaces, with the ultimate victors in the clash of ideas determined by reason and deliberation. She also points out that prior to the Civil War, many southern states made it illegal for people to actually denounce slavery because they didn't want abolitionist ideas to spread, saying, quote, the leading pro-slavery advocate, Senator John C. Calhoun, argued that abolitionists who criticized slavery libeled the South and inflicted emotional injury. During the 1830s, many southern states enacted laws suppressing abolitionist speech, which was feared to spur violence, in particular slave rebellions, and indeed to threaten the nation's very survival. So at one time, it was actually illegal in certain states to say that you were against slavery. Kind of like today, how it's a violation of big tech's terms of service to say that there are only two genders. But Congressman Jamie Raskin and other Democrats say that it's just a conspiracy theory that conservatives are being censored on social media.
So today, we resume consideration of the entirely imaginary narrative that social media companies are biased against conservatives, companies, I should add, whose platforms were used to spread vicious Russian propaganda that helped to elect Donald Trump president.
Oh, I'm just imagining that Paul Joseph Watson's Facebook page has been deleted. Did you want to say something stupid, Jabba the Hutt, Nadler?
But before we delve into these questions, I must first dispense with a completely illegitimate issue, which is the fantasy dreamed up by some conservatives that Google and other online platforms have an anti-conservative bias. As I have said repeatedly, no credible evidence supports this right-wing conspiracy theory.
That's actually a conspiracy fact, sir. And speaking of conspiracies, here's a clip from G. Edward Griffin from 50 years
ago. You'll
love
this one, Steve.
He's the author of the fantastic book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, exposing the Federal Reserve banking cartel, warning about just this kind of thing.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them, after suitable buildups, as fascist, or Nazi, or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
That was a clip produced by the John Birch Society for a presentation back in 1969, 50 years ago. Let's not forget that Project Veritas recently obtained some leaked documents from inside of Facebook that showed that they had labeled Lauren Chen, formerly known as Roaming Millennial, as producing videos that were destructive. How dare a beautiful woman be conservative and post videos on Facebook? You're a hateful Nazi, b-. At this rate, it won't be much longer until the big tech companies start banning people for saying that abortion is murder because they'll consider it to be hateful against the people who murder their babies. I'm getting really sick of this censorship, so I want every single one of you to create a new contact in your phone and save the number to the United States Capitol switchboard in there.
Which is 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. And he gives out another number. He doesn't say it. I have to stop the thing and read it.
And call them as soon as this video is done. And call them every time somebody new gets censored. All you need to do is call this number and they will forward your call to your senator or your member in the House of Representatives. And you tell them what's going on. From now on, instead of just posting about it on social media or making YouTube videos about it, every time somebody new gets censored, we're going to start calling Congress. And here's the number to the White House, guys. I want every...
That number is 202-456-1111. 202-456-1111. I guess he's saying push back.
Single one of you to save it in your phones, and it's time to start making our voices heard loud and clear. Thanks for watching, guys, because as you know, any day I could be next. So I appreciate your support. If you guys enjoy watching my videos, sponsor the channel through Patreon or PayPal by clicking the links in the description below. Or head on over to my online store at markdice.com and get...
And get a t-shirt.
There you go.
Oh, man. I'm... By the way, Sam, did that Corruption Chronicles come over to you from Judicial Watch, the Caravan update? Okay. How many people... And this is on republicbroadcasting.org, folks. We urge you to go to our website. These stories are handpicked. And to forward them to your friends and neighbors. If you do not, then we're just going to sit in this boiling pot of water that started out cool, and then it went warm, and then it went hot, and then it's burning your butt. And then you try to jump out of the pot. This is about pushing back, Steve.
Yes, it is. By the way, you had the article on the website there with James Woods being banned, and somebody put some commentary on there on the bottom. It said... he's banned, but then Jim Carrey is allowed to do what he's doing. So,
you know,
made a good point. Very good point.
I've seen some of the latest political commentary by, and, you know, I'm not saying that Jim Carrey was not, he was unique, one of a kind guy. Mm-hmm. He did some pretty funny movies, and I think most comedies are not funny because they touch on a range of subjects that it's supposed to be funny, but it's more often than not true. And that really is not funny, but this guy is a Canadian. He made a living off of Hollywood in his movies, comes to the United States, makes a bundle of money, and then turns around and pees all over whatever. And to be frank, he's not funny anymore. He's not doing movies anymore because he's getting older. And he should just go back to Canada, keep his mouth shut and count his money, and thank his lucky stars he was able to make that money. But no, 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 no. If you're not American, here's the new game plan. You can't comment on the politics of America if you live in Canada. Period. All right.
I like that. I like that one. Yeah. By the way, you talked about the articles on the website, and I want to tell the listeners of your show, the measles baby, the hoax on that stock photo of the baby, and that they actually take the measles and put the measles on the baby. Excellent story. Please read that. Share that with everybody you know in your address book. The hoax on this measles thing with the baby. It's a great story.
And I'm looking for it on the site. Did it go into news archives already?
It probably didn't.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
good stuff.
All right.
Share it. Share it with everybody.
Well, this is from Judicial Watch, folks. Caravan update. We got Africans. We got Bangladeshis. We got Syrians. We got Afghans. We've got Guatemalans. We've got Panamanians. Everybody wants to come to America.
Mm-hmm.
And the chronic onslaught of illegal immigrants heading to the United States isn't just coming from Central America. The caravan includes large groups of Africans, Indians, Bangladeshis, Afghans, Pakistanis, Syrians, and others, and they have all made their way to Mexico. Now, Bangladesh is a South Asian Islamic country that's well known for recruiting ground for terrorist groups. Okay, yeah. Mexican media reports that hundreds of illegal immigrants from Africa, India, Bangladesh, non-Central American nations are currently in Mexico waiting asylum in the U.S. Most are holed up in Tapachula, I think this is, which is the southeast Mexican state of Chiapas, bordering Guatemala. One group featured recently in a Mexican newspaper article took 9 months to reach Chiapas. They went from Angola to Brazil, where they spent 4 months before traveling to Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Panama, Costa Rica, and then Nicaragua. Once they reached Honduras, the African illegal aliens took 3 days to purchase a photo identification and bus ticket to Guatemala, and where they say it's easy passage to Mexico. Another group featured is the same story from Cameroon, home of the extremist Boko Haram and Islamic State. You know, tell you what, I don't give a damn where they're from. I don't care what terrorist moniker you want to hang on them. I don't care. I don't care where they come from. I don't care what part of the planet. But here's the deal. Either we have immigration laws in this country or we don't. And this is the balkanization process, Steve, that has gone unabated. And I played a video last week that our favorite Zionists are behind this measure to smash the European Union, dissolve people's sovereignty, basically make every country on the face of this planet kind of like, I don't know, the Tower of Babel, you know, where people are just babbling in their own languages and other people don't understand them, especially the host country. I speak English. I don't speak Bangladeshi, I don't speak Pakistani, I don't speak Spanish, I don't speak any of that stuff. But you know what? Many people have come to this country. We are a nation of immigrants, okay? Immigrants, and that, not illegal aliens. These are great gatecrashers. They've not been vetted. We don't know who they are. They're just walking over the border, and it's turned into political football time where... Well, the Democrats, there's no crisis. You conservatives aren't being banned off of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter. No, that's not happening. That's just a lie. Steve, I am so sick of people that can't tell the truth. When confronted with it, they can't tell the truth. And politically, you know, here's the problem I'm looking at right now. Politically in this country, these Democrats have gone full-blown idiots. I don't know how the communism is just oozing out of every one of their pores. Do we have to start calling these people communist? I mean, do we have to go to that degree? Well, I mean, we can because we call them socialists, but really what is at the heart of this is kind of Trotskyite kind of communism.
Yeah.
So what do we do? The communists are inside the gate. What do we do? Invite them to dinner or roast them on a spit? Two tough choices.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are back. Earl in California. Hello, Earl. Hello,
yeah,
Earl.
This ain't California.
I'm sorry, where are you from?
You know, you and your friend Mark Dice, you're never going to talk about the real problem. You're never, or your butt buddy from Florida there that you're talking to.
This is the same guy that I had the conversation with today. By the way, just pull him down. We do have a way to block numbers. Now you're Earl, and you're not from California. You called in on another show today, acting like a complete idiot. I called you. You said you recorded it. And I hope that you did, and I hope you play it on whatever podcast that you're not welcome here. Don't you get it, dude? You're not welcome here. You're nothing but a troublemaker. When you said you heard him cussing in the background, I had a funny feeling that was this guy. All right, I've got your number, and you will be blocked. Have a nice life. Bill in Wisconsin, you're up next.
Yeah, John.
Yes, sir.
This is Bill in Wisconsin.
Okay.
This isn't anybody else.
All right.
I stand by, you know, my statements and so forth.
There you go.
I was watching PBS here, and they're talking about the various flashpoints of war that might break out. Okay, we're sending the aircraft carriers over off the coast of Iran. The smartest president in the history of our country, the peace president. And he's got in his cabinet there, you know, Pompeo, and he's got Bolton.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's appointed these people. He puts them in while he's saying, I'm going to drain the swamp. He puts in the swamp creatures.
Yeah.
Well, let's face facts here. Okay, I think what we ought to do, if he's sincere, is he and Bolton ought to strap themselves to the deck of one of these aircraft carriers. So if the Iranians do decide to send, you know, a rocket or something and sink one of these in a so-called provocation to get us in a war, I think they ought to be the first ones to go.
Well, you know, it's funny you should say that, because this is what Steve was so miffed at yesterday on his program.
Yeah, I heard it, and he was absolutely right.
But he doesn't want to get miffed.
Absolutely right.
He doesn't want to get too miffed off on my program today, and I said, please do, because I'm a little flat today. I'm neither happy nor sad. I'm just, like, right there. But, Bill, yeah. We were talking about Mr. Pompeo and John Bolton. These little chicken hawks, these, I don't even, to call them neocons anymore, it doesn't do it justice, because they're not even new conservatives. This is just the war makers. These are the people that need to be exposed for what they are, the war crimes that have been committed. The argument now is, well, you don't need a declaration of war out of Congress to go bomb anybody you damn well please. Yes, you do. I'm sorry, because there's a little thing called the Geneva Convention that's kind of like the rulemaking guide for making war. But that doesn't apply. See, this is how we got around using mercenaries for troops that we didn't want to use to do the dirty deeds, because they could be called on the carpet and because of the war-making rules. These people are totally out of control. I don't recognize my government anymore. They don't recognize the Constitution. And I'm pissed.
Well, come on, John. We've got the smartest president that ever existed.
Now you're saying that tongue in Bill, you're saying that tongue in cheek, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you. I just needed a clarification there. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but on the next show, John, that's going to be on RBN, that's what we're going to be told. Okay, the peace president. He is a tool of Israel. He is a tool of the Saudis. He and Wilbur Ross went over there and did that dance. And he says, well, if we don't sell them weapons, somebody else will. Why do we have to be selling weapons? Why not baby carriages?
Well,
he says he's pro-life, and yet he vetoed that situation in Yemen, you know, where all the kids are starving and everything else. Oh, it's driving me batty.
I understand the frustration, and there is, to the informed base out there, Bill, like yourself and myself and Stevie Elkins and many listeners to this network, we see the discrepancies with I'm Donald J. Trump, and I'm going to drain the swamp, and we're going to put Hillary in jail, and we're going to build that wall, and we're going to do all of these things. He should declare a national emergency. I don't know what he's waiting for. Seal up that damn border, because we got Bangladeshis coming over here now, and a host of other people. They think as long as they can make it to Mexico, they can make it inside the United States. I don't think so. And this president better do something about it. Otherwise, he's going to lose a good portion of his base. Bill?
But I will not do so again. I will not do
that. Hang on one second. Let me take this break. Ed, Art, and others, we'll get to your calls as well. It's time to speak truths.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
We're back. By the way, Steve, where's Cocoa, Florida at? Do you know?
Cocoa Beach? It's south of me. It's a couple hours. Actually, it's about 2 hours from me.
Yeah.
Nice place.
Maybe.
Ron John's Surf Shop. World famous Ron John's Surf Shop right
well,
there.
Well, that's our location of our tweeted out one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, real animal.
You want to call me Butt Boy.
Bill in Wisconsin.
Better never get my hands on him.
Dylan. Well, he threatened to come down here and whoop up, flop up some dust with me. And I said, what is your name? He wouldn't give me his name. And he tells me he's doing a podcast and he's going to air this. And I said, well, if you do, you're going to prove your idiocy. I said, I don't know why you'd want to do that. You want to come all the way to Texas to flop up some dust with me, but you won't give me your name? Well.
Howard.
Yeah, he is. He's just one of these guys that's in a perpetual state of uncontrollable and illogical rage.
Keyboard warrior.
Well, he's worse than that. He's just, I don't know. He's just one of these people, man, that you can't get away from fast enough. Bill in Wisconsin, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I had a lot of the same comments on Robert's show last night. And I ended with you know, the Medal of Freedom being given to Tiger Woods. And I pointed out that he was not getting it for winning the Masters, but because both he and Trump were often cheating on their wives.
I thought they just cheated on their golf games.
They probably did that, too.
Well.
Well, anyway, Steve, you had a good show yesterday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate your being concerned. So
I am very concerned, very concerned.
Bill, thank you.
Yep.
Thank you for your call.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill.
All right.
I don't think he'll be voting for Trump in 2020. What do you think?
No, I'm not either.
Well, who are we going to vote for? I mean, Cory Booker. We got the reformist out there. I keep wanting to stick to a theme here, and I can't. Cory Booker, Mr. Presidential wide-eyed candidate. I don't know where this guy came from, but the presidential candidate. What are we up to now? 23 or 24 Democrats?
I think there's 24, a new one now.
Okay.
The guy with prostate cancer.
Yeah, let's put him in there. Democrat presidential candidate Cory Booker is proposing that all gun owners be licensed by the federal government, a process that would include an interview and safety training. National licensing is one of more than a dozen specific proposals in a sweeping gun control agenda from the U.S. Senator from New Jersey released on Monday. It's his second policy rollout in 3 weeks as he tries to break through the crowded Democratic primary field. While current gun owners and first-time buyers would be subject to the federal license requirement, a transition period would allow current owners to come into compliance according with the Booker campaign. No such national gun license program currently exists. 13 states and the District of Columbia have enacted some form of licensing or permit rules before people can buy guns, according to Giffords Law Center, to prevent gun violence. I'm sick and tired of hearing thoughts and prayers for the communities that have been shattered by gun violence. It's time for bold action, he said in a statement. Last month, during a high-profile speech in his hometown of Newark, Booker vowed to bring a fight to the National Rifle Association, which generally opposes gun restrictions. Now, this is where it gets interesting. The devil is in the detail. Booker's gun control agenda includes universal background checks for gun buyers, the reinstitution of ban on assault weapons and high-capacity firearms magazine, and the modernization of the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. He said it would be a steep climb for winning approval from the Democratic House and stiff resistance, maybe even from Republican-controlled Senate. Don't bet on it. He released his environmental justice plan last month. Now, Steve, there's no way to make these people go away.
No. You know, I was just thinking about something. That talk about Mark Dice and people getting banned from social media. This whole thing's playing out. It's like a schematic. You can draw it out here. But the establishment of speech that you don't like, what you want to, you don't like its truth, you call it hate speech. So if we're on social media and we're putting our opinions out there or criticizing, and they say, well, that's hate speech. See, that's another indicator that they actually go back and say, well, this person should be denied a firearm or have their firearms taken away from them. So this is all building up to the free speech or speech they just don't like or characterize it as hate speech. This thing's all playing out for your Second Amendment, taking away your Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Big time.
It is. It yeah. definitely is. Ed in Iowa. Hello, Ed.
Hey, hello there, John.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you that I was on your program at the end of your last program a couple of days ago or 3 days ago, something like that. And I left a phone number, and I got a couple of calls from folks, but they weren't serious. What I wanted to do is just kind of give people just a little bit of overview of what the problem is.
Ed, hold on here.
Yeah.
You're going to plug your website again, and you're probably going to put out your number. And I don't know too much about what agenda you're pushing here, so can you do a quick recap on what you're talking about?
Yes, that's what I was going to do. I wanted to give a little bit more than I did before because I didn't have time. What I wanted to say was that our technique that we've been using for I don't know how long. I mean, ever since I started the fight. And I know that's probably back about the time you started the fight, is completely wrong. If we would look at the other side, how they attack us, we would get a clue. They do not attack it. They do not do a frontal attack. They do a rear attack. And that's why they're so successful. And if you go back to your buddy, I don't know if he's still your buddy or not, but in Michigan, that was the, you know, the military man. I forgot his name. But anyway, if you go back to him, he kind of gave some of the overview of what I'm talking about here, is that anytime an enemy comes at you, they're always vulnerable from the rear. And so the other side knows this, and this is why they're attacking us from the rear. And what I mean by that is instead of hitting head-on with the issues, they start calling names. They start doing things, character assassination and everything else, which is the rear attack.
Right.
And you're not ready for it. It's a surprise, okay? And so what I'm doing is I'm teaching people the rear attack. And the rear attack is what nobody that I've seen since I've been in this fight has ever talked about, and that is going back to the founding law of this nation and enforcing it. And I found when going back, when I started looking at everything, and you're well aware of this, and I know probably everybody on your program is well aware of this, that the system that is functioning today is nothing but a brand new system that the framers never intended. It's completely different. And that's what it is. It created itself within, it's a house within a house is what it is. And the original house is not being taken care of right now. It hasn't been for about 150 years. And if we would go back and try to enforce the law the way it was intended to do, the new system has no choice but to recognize the law itself. They can't ignore it. And this is why they're attacking us in the areas of not wanting to go back to the law, not wanting to, they're attacking everything they can that is really irrelevant. Most people would look at it and say, well, all that stuff's irrelevant, but it's not. What they're attacking are the things that they want everybody to keep in their mind that they shouldn't go back to. And as long as they're doing that, they'll keep us completely dumbed down. So if we go back to the law, and this is what I'm teaching, what they did to us was they did a little trick on us in 1906, and they pulled this off on us, and what they did was they disconnected the people who own the country and the land and everything in it, the posterity in the preamble. What they did is they disconnected us from our birthright, and without a birthright, you have no rights. You're on the same level as the subject of a king. And so what I'm trying to teach people is how to go back and validate their birthright in the system that is now functioning, which is the de facto system. They don't have any choice because it's the law.
Okay, so all right. Okay, so Ed, let me just slow your roll here for a second.
All right.
So once you tell these people that, okay, I am not a corporate entity. Okay, I'm actually a sovereign citizen from the state of or whatever. What exactly does this tell these people, and what protection does it afford you?
Okay, everything that's happening to you today will magically go away. There's going to be some bumps in the road, and I've told everybody this. Don't expect it to be a smooth sail because they've been in this business for over 150 years, and they've been fighting us for that long, and so they're not going to give up quickly. But that doesn't mean that you can't be successful over a short period of time, really, because if we appeal these issues on the organic law, that's what the Supreme Court of the United States calls it, is the organic law. If we go back to the organic law and we take some appeals up or set up our own common law court, what I mean by that is not like most of the patriots are doing today. I'm talking about going into the courts that were originally set up to operate under the common law. and invoking the common law in those courts. I already did that here in Iowa, and I had a woman judge, recused herself from being in the case one day after I recused a judge's attorney because she was a woman. A woman cannot be involved in a common law court. And so when I filed the recusal the next day, I didn't even know that the woman judge was in my case. I didn't even know that. And she actually recused herself with one sentence and said that she's recusing herself because of a conflict of interest. And it shocked me when that happened. But what it shows in a small way, and it's the first time I ever did any of this, it shows in a small way that they're recognizing the law when it comes into their courts. But you have to go into the right courts. You can't go into legislative courts. You've got to go into the courts that the Constitution, your stated Constitution, created, which are the Supreme Court of your state and also the district courts in Texas anyway. I know that in Texas. I think it's the same here in Iowa, too. But you go into those courts and you invoke the common law and you set the thing at common law, and now you can bring some of these jokers that have been coming at you and damaging you, trespassing upon your rights. You can bring them in individually. You don't bring them in as a group. You don't bring them in as a corporation. You've got to bring them in individually, because the only way that the common law functions, it functions with damage between individuals. See?
Right.
Ed, I have a question for you. John, if I can jump in real quick. I've got a question for Ed. Ed, you're saying that, let's back up a little bit. You were talking about the corporate or an ownership of us. Now, we have to opt out of the birth certificate, and we have to opt out of the Social Security numbers, because that is the corporate ownership of us by the government. So how do you do that?
No. What I'm saying is that once you reclaim your birthright and make the de facto system recognize it by a judge's signature, hear me, when they sign the document stating that they recognize that you're a state citizen, that judge's signature is gold. And everybody in the country will have to recognize it across the country in every state. They'd have to recognize it, because otherwise they would be in contempt of court and could be sanctioned for being in contempt of court for running over your rights.
Yeah.
And you would have absolutely a right to go into a common law setting and get your remedy or whatever it was, it, no matter how small it is. John, you got to understand. Did you know that I read an article by, I think his name is Charles Weiss, and he said that stopping people for any time at all is called false arrest and false imprisonment under the common law, not under their law, not under the new de facto systems law, but under the common law. And so if there's no reason for them to stop unless they've got good reason to do it, then it's false imprisonment and false arrest. So what I'm teaching people is to show them going through the back door method. See, they're afraid. They're definitely afraid that we're going to figure this out and that we're going to bring back the law.
Well, and Ed, you're not the first person to attempt this. There have been many others before you that have gone into these courts and pointed out the very same thing that you have.
Yeah, but they didn't bring up the birthright. See, the birthright is you have to have credentials, John, to do anything. And if you don't have the birthright, you don't have the right to use the law.
What you have
it's that simple.
Okay, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't have here.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, go ahead.
So my question to you, Ed, also aside of the birth certificate thing here, the Social Security number,
mm-hmm.
does that play into this at all? Because that is a tracking, that is taking ownership of you and your self worth of what you're going to be making in the future. That's a control right there. Am I correct or not?
It is only to the point. What you have to understand is that everybody in this system today is looked at as the same thing as a black man was looked at before the Civil War. That's how we're looked at. Every single person, no matter who you are, and the reason we know that is because they can't discriminate against anybody, right?
Well, so, supposedly,
so since
yeah.
They have right. to, yeah. Okay, so since they're looking at you the same way as everybody else, mm-hmm. then they're going to treat you the same way, even if you do have a birthright. You may have a birthright. You don't know. But you know how you find out is you go back into your lineage. And once you find out that in your lineage that everybody came over here before 1906, now that shows that you were natural born with a birthright. And they're not going to tell you this. Attorney's not going to tell you this. Nobody's going to tell you this. But in most cases I have found, or in a lot of cases, not most cases, but in a lot of cases I have found that there are people that are in this country that have been here since they were 15 and now 80 that think they are a citizen of this country, and they are not. Right. And when you go back to look at all of their lineage, and see, this is what they try to hide from you. They don't want you to go back to your lineage. They don't want you to go back into the past, because in the past is where the truth is.
All right, Ed, I've got stacked callers here. I appreciate you calling in. Do I have your number? I guess I'm going to have to bring you up on the show, because you get up here and you dialogue, and it's good information, but it's not fair to the other callers. So, Ed, just hang on a second. Hang on. Let Sam take you down. I'll get your phone number, and we'll talk, okay? All right.
No reason to get excited.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix a problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big and you're detached and go.
Art, you're up next. Hello, Art.
Hey, John. I was going to say something, but because I don't want to offend anyone. Hey, Steve, how's it going, man?
It's going good, Art. It's going good.
Okay. I was going to greet you a little bit more proper, but I didn't want to offend you. Yeah, that one caller was just, wow, man. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah, he's called me since, and he's called me some choice words, and he's there to tell me he's a patriot, and he's an idiot. And he doesn't have that many friends, and I'll tell you what, I hope he doesn't do SSRIs, because he's probably going to do a shoot 'em up bang-bang someplace. Anyhow.
I'll tell you what. John, I can't go where I wanted to go, because you deflated my beach ball, man. You beat me to the Cory Booker. Boy, what a character, huh?
Well, we got a lot of characters, and a lot of what these people are proposing. We got another guy here. That he wants to reform capitalism, this guy wants to hand out $1,000 to everybody every month. All Americans get $1,000.
That's that universal income, don't you know? Yeah. Everybody's entitled to a universal income.
No.
There's just so many characters. They just will not let it go.
You know what's interesting about that, real quick here, is that this guy wants to give $1,000 because then his rationale is because of technology taking away American jobs, and then Trump comes out yesterday and saying 3.6% unemployment, 260,000 new jobs. So it doesn't quite mesh, does it?
When I was reading that article, I saw that thing about. I'm like, interview. What am I'm interviewing for a job, or what is this? You know, I mean, this is pure damn ridiculous over here. And I want to know. You know, I'm going to be talking to everybody I know that owns firearms, and I'm going to ask them, are you going to go for this? And for every one of them that tells me that they're going to go for it, I'm going to call them out for the little pansy that they really are. Because this is just absolutely ridiculous.
This is
it
why.
Really is.
Hey, look, what they're proposing now is what Bill Clinton and Janet Reno, the then Attorney General of the United States, back in the early 90s started pushing. That's why we formed the militias, is because we thought, here it comes. They're going to come for the guns. Once they do that, what are you going to do? What kind of representative government are you going to have then? Are you going to send them a nasty letter?
Be careful about sending nasty letters, because what happened to Mr. Ogle down there in Texas.
Yes, yes. He got a year in jail for that?
And $4,000 fine.
Yeah. And all he was doing to the county sheriff was telling him to stay within the bounds of the Constitution. And they found him guilty and threw him in jail for a year.
Crazy.
Wow. It is crazy. Art, I got to run. Got top of the hour break coming. George in Texas, Tom in Florida, Ray in Ohio, and others will get to all of your calls. We even have the new World Order Pope Francis and his Soros-inspired globalism. We'll get around to that as well. People that think that the Catholic Church is going in the wrong direction, well, they're into politics now. Maybe the Pope wants to run for president. Would he run as a Democrat, though?
Good question.
He would probably claim that he was ordained by God, though, and he's the right one for the office. Hour two coming up.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.